in the example here of the leper, whose disease is eating away from him, eating away his skin, his body parts, makes him look ugly and casts him out of society, and that we were all afraid of anyone that was leper that they might catch it themselves. And that's why the leper had to go show himself to the priest to be reintegrated into the society. That example, we can follow that example even with ourselves. Because there is a sickness that we too are afflicted with that does the same thing as leprosy. It eats away. It eats away at our souls. And the more we fall, the further down we go. And the blinder we are, the more ugly we are, as it were. We make the big one, the mortal sin, and then we're cut off from God completely. So we too have need to be cleaned. And our Lord is waiting for us. He wills to make us clean as well. He's waiting for us to come and ask him, though, as this leper did. If you will it, Lord, you can make me clean. He had to have that faith that our Lord could do it. We too have to have that faith, and we have the ways and means to become clean, the way that our Lord wants to exercise his will. That is the sacrament of confession. You see, our Lord does will it, but he's waiting for us to come and ask, to show that faith and come and ask. Then we should make frequent use of the sacrament, not only to make ourselves clean, but to maintain ourselves clean. That's called a state of grace. And we must maintain that within ourselves. And then we too can show ourselves to the high priest, to our Lord himself, in the Blessed Sacrament. We can adore him, we can pray to him, continually ask for the strength to maintain ourselves. And then we can receive him in Holy Communion within ourselves. See what an awesome thing it is, how much our Lord shows he loves us. Now we must show him how much we love him in return. No wonder it was impossible for our Lord then to enter into towns openly. The crowds were after him immediately. We probably all would be too if we knew he were here among us, or someone like him who could cleanse us instantly, could cure us instantly. But he is with us always in the Blessed Sacrament. Let us then come to him, pray to him, adore him, receive him, keep ourselves clean. Let's ask our Blessed Lady, the Blessed Mother, for the grace and the strength to do so every day, continually, to maintain ourselves as a pure and holy dwelling for him, for the Trinity, and as a wonderful gift to place before the throne of God in paradise. Praised be Jesus and Mary.